Mater Dei Radio proudly presents The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross. From the earliest roots of the Christian faith, music has played a central role in holy worship. For the next hour, let your spirit soar as we highlight selected pieces of beautiful sacred music from the rich history of the Catholic liturgy. Now, here's the host of The Glory of the Mass, Terry Ross.
Welcome to The Glory of the Mass, a weekly program devoted to beautiful sacred music performed as part of the Catholic liturgy. I'm your host, Terry Ross, and in today's program, we'll concentrate on music for the Solemnity of Christ the King, which occurs on the 34th and last Sunday of Ordinary Time. A solemnity is an especially holy feast day. There are only a few of these each year. Our feast day this Sunday, the Solemnity of Our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the Universe, is also commonly referred to as the Feast of Christ the King or Christ the King Sunday. And it's a relatively late addition to the liturgical calendar. It was recently as 1925 that Pope Pius XI put it in place. In 1970, its observance was moved to the final Sunday of Ordinary Time, the Sunday before the first Sunday of Advent. According to Cyril of Alexandria, who was Patriarch of Alexandria in the 5th century, Christ has dominion over all creatures by essence and by nature. From this, it follows that to Christ angels and men are subject. Christ is also king by acquired as well as by natural right, for he is our Redeemer. We are no longer our own property, for Christ has purchased us with a great price. Our very bodies are members of Christ. If you've listened before to the Glory of the Mass, you already know that we've focused on the parts of the Mass that are traditionally sung by a cantor or choir. Of these, there are 10. 5 of them, called the proper, are on texts particular to the day of the church calendar. And 5 others, called the ordinary, whose texts are unchanging, are used at many different times of the church year, such as today's Mass, the Missa Veni Sponsa Christi, Come Bride of Christ, by Giovanni Pierluigi da Palestrina. These 10 alternate with one another throughout the Mass until the final distribution of the Eucharist at Communion. The first 5 of these are called the proper because the text of each is specific to the day it is sung. Today we'll hear 4 of these, the introit, or entrance of the celebrant, the gradual, sung after the first gospel reading, the alleluia, sung after the second reading, and the communion, sung while the gifts are distributed to the congregation. We will, however, be able to enjoy all 5 parts of the ordinary, the Kyrie, the Gloria, the Credo, the Sanctus, and the Agnus Dei, in the form of Palestrina's Mass. But let's get started with our introit, Dignus est Agnus, Worthy is the Lamb. This will be sung in Gregorian chant.
Dignus est
Dignus est
Was our introit for this feast of Christ the King, Worthy is the Lamb. And now, before we start our Mass Ordinary, here's the motet on which Palestrina based his composition with the same name as the Mass, Veni Sponsa Christi. The singers are the choir of St. John's College, Cambridge.
Thank you.
We've heard Palestrina's motet Veni Sponsa Christi, Come Bride of Christ. Now see if you can hear echoes of that motet in the Kyrie of the Missa Veni Sponsa Christi. The singers, again, are the choir of St. John's College, Cambridge. That was the Kyrie of today's Mass Ordinary for this Feast of Christ the King. In church, the Sung Gloria, or Greater Doxology, follows immediately after the Kyrie, so let's let the singers from Cambridge continue with Palestrina's Mass.
Thank you.
We've heard the Gloria of Palestrina's Missa Veni Sponsa Christi, written more than 450 years ago. Here now is a second part of our Mass proper, the gradual Dominabitur. He shall rule from sea to sea. From Psalm 71. That was our gradual for the Feast of Christ the King. The next part of the Mass is the Alleluia proper, Potestas Eius, from the Book of Daniel. His power is an everlasting power. The singer of this Gregorian chant is Merrick Klein.
Potestas Eius.
We've heard the Alleluia proper for the Feast of Christ the King. And that brings us to the midpoint of our Mass and the Nicene Creed, the Credo. We'll hear the Credo from Palestrina's Missa Veni Sponsa Christi.
Thank you.
That was the credo from our Mass Ordinary for today's feast day. And now we shall continue with the next section of the Mass Ordinary, the Sanctus, or Holy, Holy, Holy. Again, it's the choir of St. John's College, Cambridge. We've heard the Sanctus of our Mass Ordinary for this Feast of Christ the King. Let's continue with the Benedictus.
Thank you.
That was the Benedictus of our Mass for today. And now we have come to the last part of the Mass Ordinary, the Agnus Dei, or Lamb of God. And again, it's Palestrina's Mass Ordinary. That was our Agnus Dei for today from Giovanni Pierluigi da Palestrina's Missa Veni Sponsa Christi, performed by the choir of St. John's College, Cambridge. And this leaves us with just one more official bit of music, our communion proper, Amen Dico Vobis, Amen I Say to You. We'll hear this as a motet by Guyache de Wert, that's D-E space W-E-R-T. A Franco-Flemish composer of the late Renaissance. The performers are the British vocal ensemble Stile Antico.
Thank you.
That was Guillaume de Wert's Communion Motet, Amen, I Say to You. Now I find that we have a bit of time left, so why not fill it in with another motet by our featured composer this month, Giovanni Pierluigi da Palestrina. Here is Deus tu conversus, Thou wilt turn again, God, and quicken us, from Psalm 84. The performers are the choir of Trinity College, Cambridge, under the late Richard Marlowe. We've heard Palestrina's motet based on Psalm 84, Deus tu conversus. And on that note, we must end today's program. I hope you've enjoyed the chant, the motets, and Palestrina's Mass today, and I hope you'll tune in next weekend for the first Sunday of Advent in a beautiful Mass by the Franco-Flemish composer Pierre de la Rue. You can listen again to this program, or to any of our programs in this series, and see our playlists by visiting our website at materdeiradio.com. That's materdeiradio.com. Once there, click on the programming menu and choose the Glory of the Mass 221. The Glory of the Mass is produced by Patrick Ryan for Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon. I'm your host, Terry Ross, wishing you a praiseful Sabbath.
This has been The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross, a weekly examination of the beautiful music of the sacred liturgy of the Catholic Church. For more information about this program, including a playlist from today's show, visit The Glory of the Mass online at materdeiradio.com. The Glory of the Mass is produced at the studios of Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon.